Welcome back to Life North of the 54th. I'm Garrett Brown.
And I'm Preston Brown. And we're very excited to have with us today on our show, Betty and Owen Stafford. So why don't we let them introduce themselves a little bit.
Okay, I'm Betty Stafford.
I'm Owen Stafford. We're over in Fairview, Alberta. This is where we've lived for the last
39 years.
39 years.
Very excited in Fairview.
When we moved to Fairview, there were 25 members here. And a month later, the branch president left town, and Owen became the branch president.
Very exciting. So I actually really don't know where either Betty or Owen, where you guys grew up or how you met. Once, could we start a little bit at the beginning there?
Sure. Okay. I was born and raised in Calgary, never left Calgary until I married him, and then I never lived there since. Okay, say where you were born.
I was born in Cardston. Well, yeah. Our family grew up, we lived in many places.
What did you get to moving to Calgary? They were on the other way.
I moved to Calgary, and when Betty and I got married, we lived in Calgary for a short period.
2 years.
2 years.
Okay. We met at church. We were in the same ward at church.
Okay.
They did road shows back in those days, and we did a road show, and we happened to be a husband and wife in that road show. And we ended up getting married.
That's rather ironic.
Not right after the roadshow, because I think he did a mission. I did a mission before him, and then he did a mission. I went to Australia on my mission, and he went to
Denver,
Colorado. When he came home from that mission, then we got married. We have 5 children. One was born in Calgary. Virginia was born in Calgary. Ron and June were born in Edmonton. Tom was born in Pinoca. And then James was born in Edmonton again. And we moved north when June was in grade 7 and Tom was in grade 5.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing, how we wound up moving up into a forsaken place like Fairview.
Yeah.
In those days, I think Fairview had about 4,000 people. We're way down now, but in those days.
How did you end up in Fairview then?
Yeah, I had been working for the government and doing computing. And I was looking at what I put to myself and says, what am I doing, you know? And I'd go in the office in the morning, there'd be a pile 5 to 6 inches high of papers, and I'd have to sign these papers, and that was it for me. And I thought, you know, this is so boring, there's got to be something better than this. And so I sat down and analyzed myself and what do I want to do. And I decided that I wanted to teach because I thoroughly enjoyed that. So I sent out letters to all the universities and colleges here in Alberta and said, I'd like to work for you. And 5 months later, I got a reply from Fairview College. And they hired me on the spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But so there I was doing what I wanted to do and enjoying it. I thoroughly enjoyed teaching. I only went to universities and colleges because I can remember what I did in high school and how me and my friends treated teachers and other students. And I didn't want to get into that place. So we had developed a computer system. Well, what happened is there was a fellow that worked in a parallel position to me. I was managing the revenue administration for social services, and he was managing accounts payable. And he got into some big trouble and finally wound up leaving the department. And I looked at it and says, I could be, might have been the same boat that he's in. But I don't want it. And so when I was analyzing myself, I says, what do I want to do? And I wanted to, I says, here I'm trained as an accountant. I've done a CGA. The government sent me away for 6 months, trained me in computers that they wanted in the revenue side of things. And so I was happy in computing and
teaching it.
Anyway, for the next 40 years, 39 years, I taught.
Teaching Fairview for 39 years. You taught Prairie for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I moved around a little bit. There it is.
Okay, what else do you want to know?
I guess we also want to know, Betty, from your perspective, what it was like to move from Calgary to Fairview and what it was like then making a life in Fairview.
Well, actually, we had moved from Calgary to Edmonton, and that's when we had two kids. Then we moved down to Pinoca.
Okay.
And had one. Then we moved to Sherwood Park.
Yep.
We were there for 5 years. I really liked it there. I did not want to go north because I had some really nice friends there.
Yeah.
But we ended up coming north, and then we stayed here. Then we were here basically in Fairview for the 39 years, but when the college shut down the business program in Fairview, then he went and worked the last 5 years before he got pensioned down in High Prairie.
There were 39 colleges in the province of Alberta at that time.
When you started at Fairview?
When I started at Fairview, yeah.
Wow. I mean, I would be hard-pressed to be able to name probably more than 10 colleges in Alberta.
Well, they did combine.
So even after all these years, and you've since retired, you still find Fairview worth living in, don't you?
We do. We will probably stay as long as we can here because our house is paid out. But if we ever lose a church here, then I'll go south. Because we only have 12 people coming out to church here now. When we moved here, there were 25. Went all the way up to 125 over the years.
Wow.
Now it's back down to 12. But we have a very nice chapel here, so we go to church here, and as long as they keep it open, we'll stay in the north. And as long as we continue to be fairly healthy, we'll stay in the north.
Yep.
I don't think I'd like driving back in the cities. We're up here, I can drive here, I can drive Grand Prairie and Peace River in it. But if I had to live in Calgary or Edmonton, I'd be lost.
Yeah, you don't want to have to fight down the freeway.
The way the college system is here, you tend to have a job for 5 years, and then they rotate you.
Okay.
You stayed longer than that.
Yeah, I stayed longer. You guys know Ron Woolley.
Yeah.
Yep. We knew him growing up.
When they made his estate, they made Ron Woolley the patriarch.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
He was the first
patriarch. And then he went to...
He went to Fiji.
Fiji. Okay.
Yep.
And so they needed another patriarch. And age-wise, I was next. So guess what? I was patriarch until he came back. And then he went back in as a patriarch, and
went in as the branch president in High Prairie.
That's right.
When we moved up here, now this area was all under the Calgary Mission.
Yep.
We stayed under the mission until June and Tom went on their missions because it was the mission president in Calgary that set them apart. Then they formed the Edmonton Mission. We went under the Edmonton Mission. And then they formed the stake up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I served my mission in England, I met a ward mission leader there who had served his mission in the Calgary Mission and had served up in the Grand Prairie area and Sexsmith. And I'm sure he saw Fairview as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's that?
His name was Paul Farrar. He passed away a few years ago from liver failure.
Okay. So he's been branch president in this branch 3 times.
Wow.
He's been a branch president in High Prairie and one in Pinoca.
Well, I've learned in my short life that, especially within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, if you are active and you're normal and you live where there's not very many members, you will always serve in leadership.
That's right. I think most of my life I've been in leadership positions. This is the first time I haven't had a church calling.
They're giving you a chance to rest.
That doesn't help, though, because then they'll look at me and say, what should we do about this?
So do you have hobbies now that you do, like gardening or things in Fairview in your retirement?
I like to quilt. So I go quilting every Thursday with the ladies, and then I do some quilting at home. Up until 2 years ago, he was working at the museum, and he did all the hiring for students for the summer for the museum for, I don't know how many years, seven years.
The museum in Fairview?
Yes, in Fairview. He likes to get on committees and things because he enjoys meetings. Meetings bug me because they talk about everything except what they're supposed to be talking about. They go too long.
I agree with you, Betty.
When I have a meeting at an hour, if it goes that long, and you're out. Get in and you do and you get it done. But he's enjoyed working at the museum. He's not doing it this year because getting a little more fragile. Is that the way you want to put it? He doesn't look very good.
There's a couple of things I thought of.
Could you say that again, Owen? I couldn't hear what you said there.
He said he forgot what he wanted to tell you.
Yeah, we were talking about your work at the museum.
That was interesting.
He's been on town council. He's done stuff for the Fine Arts Center. Does all their books and stuff free for the Fine Arts Center. So we do a lot of volunteer stuff in town. What else? We met your grandma and grandpa and your mother and your dad up here.
Yes, that's true.
Your mom and her family first.
Yeah, probably when mom was young.
And your mom was young, yeah. So we went through all the courtship between your mom and Ron. She was living in Fairview at the time, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So she kept me posted on what was happening. Asked for advice every now and again. So I know, actually, I know your mom and James the best out of the kids, the three younger ones. I knew who they were, but I didn't know them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
As your mom and James. I associated, I guess, more with them. They were in the age group that I was working with at church and stuff.
Yeah, because growing up, they live outside of Worsley, right?
Yes, on a farm, yeah.
I tell you, the first time I drove to Worsley,
yeah,
I stopped twice and asked, I was getting close, if I was going to drive up the end of the woods.
I went up there visiting teaching. I don't remember who I was visiting teaching, but we had to go to Worsley. Anyway, you come in and then you hit a T and it's a field and it was all white. And the lady sitting beside me says, well, if we go much farther, we'll drop off the end. But anyway.
Yeah, there really is no more farmland or settlement.
Yeah.
In that area. That's kind of the end of the road.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could talk about your feelings about the seasons of the Peace Country. It's different. It takes some getting used to up there. Do you have some experiences that you'd like to share about the weather or the summers or the winter?
Long, cold winters and windy summers. I grew up in Calgary, and the center part of Calgary is in a valley. So we always had warmer weather than anyone else in Calgary. If you went to the North Hill, they complained because they got all the cold and the snow. But down in the valley, we had nice summers, and then they come up here and it was windy. But anyway, you get used to it, I guess.
Yes. Do you enjoy the length of the daylight in the summer?
Oh, I do. Very, very much I do enjoy that. Yes, because it's already light right now till 10 o'clock, and then it's light again by 5 in the morning up here. So that's really nice. You only get a few hours of.
Garrett, are you missing that in Toronto?
Yeah, I do miss it in Toronto.
Way down south in Toronto.
Yeah, I feel like the long, long nights and the cold winters are kind of worth the beautiful summers of Northern Alberta. They're fantastic.
Yes, nice to have the long days.
So, Owen, for you, where did you obtain your university degree? Was it in Edmonton?
University of Calgary.
University of Calgary is where you studied?
Hey, Garrett, I have something in common with you that you might find interesting.
Yes.
When I came up here, I don't remember who, but somebody baited me, and I started doing a PhD. I had a CGA, but I decided I was going to get a PhD. So I went after that. Oh, that was long, 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 and a lot of work. And I was doing it while I was still teaching.
He took a year off, and we went down to BYU for a year for him to...
I got my master's degree from BYU.
Okay.
And then my PhD, I got when I came back.
You also got your PhD from BYU?
Not from BYU, no. It's in University of California.
In California?
I don't even know.
Oh, that's okay.
When we went to BYU, that's when I got into quilting. I was a sewer before that. Made my own clothes type of thing.
Yeah.
They do a lot of quilting down there, so we got into quilting. And then in the year 2000, he took a teacher exchange. So we went to Britain, to England for a year.
Oh, fun.
The people in the ward said we see more of England and Wales and Scotland than most people that lived there their whole lives.
Yes. Yep.
I don't know. Do you know our daughter, June? She was over there with us. She had graduated from BYU and had come over. So every weekend, we go someplace different. So we got to see lots of things over there.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
We went to Darwin's house. That was very interesting because we didn't realize that Darwin and his wife were very short.
Oh.
So their feet wouldn't touch the floor if they sat in normal chairs. So they cut them all off and sat that way. And I believe he had something like 12 children. That I found interesting to have so many children. But it was a really interesting house to go through. We have a little thing that you pack around with you, and it tells you about, you just press which room you're in, and it tells you all about what he did in those rooms and that. So that was one interesting place we went to, but we went to a lot of them.
Yes.
Do you remember any you liked the best?
No, we went, of course, and looked at a lot of the church sites.
Did you see the Gadfield Elm Chapel in the southwest? It's the oldest chapel in the church?
Yes.
Did we see that one?
Yeah.
It was donated to the church by the United Brethren when Brigham Young baptized the congregation.
Oh. I'm not sure if we've seen that one. Now, which part of England was it in? We got down to Stonehenge.
Oh, it was in the Stonehenge area. It's north of Stonehenge in the South Gloucestershire or Gloucestershire area.
Oh, okay. We got to go to both temples while we were there. Now, you will only get this, I think, in the church. When we went to the temple in Preston, okay, we went up there and they had a Scottish contingency running the temple that week because they change out, the stakes change out when we were there anyway. And so he'd gone to bed. I guess the kids had gone to bed with him. And I was still up and these Scottish people invited me to come over and play Crazy Eights with them. So while we were sitting there, they asked me where we were going, and I said we were going up to the Isle of Lewis, which is in the Hebrides, because that's where my grandmother was born. And a lady says to me, oh, well, you won't make that trip in one day. I'm going to call my sister, and you can stay at my house because I'm here. And you can just stay at my house overnight before you go on your trip.
Wow.
Now, some of you didn't know at all, just invite you into their house. We could have robbed them blind, which we didn't, of course. But
it's very polite of you.
I thought that was very nice of them to do that for us.
You know, I can't think of anything that I didn't like about England.
Everybody we met was very friendly. Some people said, you know, this group's not friendly or that group's not friendly. But everyone we met was friendly.
Yeah.
Towards us, and good at giving directions and things. And
I always find traveling people more friendly when they find out you're Canadian and not American.
You know, that is right. That is right. You're very true there.
Oh, I forget. Oh, It's like, I'm sorry, I thought you were from the United States.
That's what they said to us in the ward we attended in England. They were shocked because we come every Sunday to church. And they said, Americans don't. They come here, and especially during the war, they never ever came to church. And they wouldn't take any church callings. And we both took church callings and came every Sunday to church. Even though we traveled on the weekends, we came back there for church most of the time.
Where were you located and based out of?
We were in Abbotsford.
Okay.
How far out of England? Out of London? About half an hour.
The city of Wattsford is just on the inside of the ring road.
Yes.
And we were just inside that.
Okay.
Part of it, we could hear the noise from part of that.
Yeah.
We were fortunate when we went over there too. James was 15 at the time, but he was going to turn 16 the next month. But the guy selling us the train passes, he gave us family passes because he wasn't 16 yet, that we got to use for a whole year.
Yep.
And so we could take the trains in and out all the time at reduced prices, which was very nice.
Yeah, I really love taking the trains in the UK. It's lovely.
And the Queen Mary turned 100 while we were there. So he got to march. Him and June and James all marched in the parade. I got to walk by her.
Wow.
Exciting.
You know those guys with the beaver hats?
Yep.
Yep.
When we were standing there waiting for the Queen's procession to come by, the sun was just blistering hot. And I noticed that I said to her, come down here. And we did.
I didn't go to the march. They had a whatever to,
yes.
to Elizabeth. That we attended,
well,
something
okay,
to her.
Yeah.
And that's when the guard stood, so he blocked the sun from shining on me.
Then we figured it out. So they're like a brick.
He stood there with his big hat to make a shadow for the queen?
No, for me.
Oh, for you.
So the sun wasn't in my way.
What a nice fellow.
Yeah.
Yes, what a nice fellow. We were walking in the underground one time, and I had an apple core. And I said to one of the guards along the way, I said, where's your garbage cans in here anyway? And he says, garbage cans? We can't have garbage cans here. And I says, why not? He says, because people put bombs in them. Oh, he took my core anyway. But 3 months before we were to leave, they went tried to bomb one of the bridges in London, but it didn't go off properly. It was 1 week. Went over quite a bit. Didn't go up.
Was that with lots of disagreements with Northern Ireland and the IRA?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What's those that called the Troubles?
Thank you for sharing that. That's really interesting.
Yes, a little bit of a British excursion.
Well, when you're young, it's fun to travel. So that's when you want to travel. When you get old, it's too hard.
Yep.
To do a lot of traveling.
I haven't been to England.
So unless you got somebody like Virginia who comes along and does everything for you, and then you can travel.
What year did you two get married?
In 69. August of 69. Oh, well, we were married in the Cardston Temple.
I must say that is some time ago. Congratulations.
Yes, we'll be married 55 years this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just doing the numbers.
That's doing pretty good. Even in our little small ward, we're the only couple that's been married the whole time. Everyone else in our ward has divorced once or twice already.
Congratulations. That's really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming up to 5 years, so
you're
I got
to
start somewhere.
Yes, you got to start somewhere. Five's good. Well, you have to remember, if you don't divorce, you work out the problem instead.
That's right.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess some problems aren't workable. I don't know.
Yeah. My wife and I are coming up on 8 years next month.
8 years. Oh, good.
I haven't lived in Fairview myself, but I have visited many times because I went to college at Fairview myself.
Okay.
I took the carpentry program while I was there, so I got to drive there. Every day. I commuted from Grand Prairie to Fairview for 8 weeks on four different occasions But I loved it. I loved going.
You like that road?
I love that road. You drive it with my eyes closed. But I always loved coming through the Dunvegan Valley right before you come up to the Fairview. It's beautiful.
That's the part of the trip I don't like.
But you don't like coming down the grade, crossing the bridge and going back up? Yeah,
crossing the bridge. It's pretty. It's a pretty drive.
It is pretty.
Provided you drive slow enough going down in the valley and across the bridge. But yeah, it's very pretty.
Hey, who else have you got your podcast?
Interviewed your son, Ron.
Yep.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Well, he wouldn't have stopped talking.
He was courteous enough to not talk too much, but it was great talking with him.
Yep.
We also spoke with Jonathan Oakey, the younger.
Okay.
He's down in Cardston, isn't he?
He is.
Yes, he's in Cardston.
I don't think we've spoken from anybody else from Fairview, have we?
I don't think so.
We spoke with Kim Holder from Grimshaw, is where she grew up, but she also was in Grand Prairie for a long time.
And we've talked to our parents, and you might know Rob Bloom.
Yep, we know Rod. Him and Janice come to church here every Sunday.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they do. He's the high councilman, so they come to help to keep our numbers up a little bit every Sunday.
So they're making that trip.
He's quite a talker.
Yeah, he is very long-winded.
I thought he was just doing that for us.
No, he does that for everyone.
Well, the first time round, it's interesting. But yeah, that's all right. We like them. We get along good with them.
We, of course, had our Uncle Jim Brown on the show.
Okay.
Yep.
And his wife, Pamela, from Port St. John. So,
and our aunts, as you were saying, you knew Kim and James well, but we also talked with their younger siblings, Emma and Jesse.
We haven't spoke with Auntie Jolene yet. We should have Uncle James on the show sometime, but I don't know how busy he is.
He's very busy.
He's interesting. Very interesting. I always liked James. We got along. I knew James and Kim the best, and so we always got along, you know, with those two. I don't know if you know Georgia Yates.
I don't think I do.
She lived in Grand Prairie for a couple of years, but anyway, she's just got married 2 or 3 years ago to a fellow that lives down Mountain View.
Yeah.
So she's in James's ward in Mountain View, so he knows her. And anyway, he heard we were coming down there, so he invited himself over to her place. And then June was with us on that trip, and so he took June back over to his place to show her all his neat things that he has. I don't know what the cute little fuzzy things were that he had, but anyway.
He had a muskox, yep. A little muskox.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Okay, yeah. So that was interesting. So, yeah, when we go down, we usually try and talk to him. So we've seen him about 2 or 3 times since we've gone down there when we go down.
Oh, fun.
Don't get down there very often anymore.
No. Do you have any good stories of our mom, Kim, and James at all?
I don't know. They were good kids, that's all. Never got into trouble as far as I knew. So I think your mom and dad had broken up by the time the three little ones sort of, you know, how much younger? They're a good 10 years or something younger, aren't they, than James?
Yeah.
And so I never taught them in church or anything. I don't think I taught James and Kim either. Well, whose ages would they be? Would they be in Virginia's and Ron's age group?
Yes.
Kim was born in 69.
Okay, so Virginia would be the closest to her. And then that would be Ron and James would be the next two closest ones, I guess. So that would be their age group. So then I guess know them because they were going to the dances and things, the activities they had for the stake and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, in the early days of us coming up here, the church was organized as a district, right?
Yeah.
No, it was part of the mission.
We already told him that.
And so if the kids wanted to get together, they had to drive. And our kids would drive over to Beaver Lodge a lot.
No, Fort St. John or Beaver Lodge.
Beaver Lodge was...
But Beaver Lodge came here a lot.
Yeah, came from here. But then the kids would drive over to Fort St. John.
That was the three groups that met mostly together. When they stayed here, the girls slept upstairs and the boys slept downstairs in sleeping bags. Can't have them together. They had to be separate. Yeah, Virginia is a person who likes to organize things. So if she wants some fun, she'll get in and organize it. So then there was a little group of them, and they wanted dances. So we said, fine, you can have any dance over here you want to have. So they started going around to each area and the groups and dancing. I think that's how your mom and Ron met, was going to some of these dances together.
Yeah, I have a photo of my mother at one of those dances, I presume. She, it was a Halloween dance, and she had a spider web design all the, on her arm and on her face.
Well, the kids used to plan them all themselves, and if they needed a place, then we just opened up here and said, yep, you can have anything you want over here. So they would all travel, that age group all traveled to, so they could do fun things together.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, we've enjoyed talking to you and telling you a little bit about our life, I guess.
Yeah, we feel like that everybody has had an interesting life or has an interesting life. And we're mostly interested in letting people tell their stories.
Where do you put this on so people can listen to it?
It will be on the internet, and it will be available where people get podcasts. So on anybody's smartphone, they'll be able to listen to it.
Because I know my daughter June will want to listen to it. So.
And Virginia will too.
Yes. Yeah, Virginia will too.
Yep. We have our own website called peacecountrylife.ca. Garrett's the mastermind behind the program, so he's the one that put it all together for us.
Yep.
So is Ron's posted yet?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
If you want to go straight to Ron, then you can do a slash and then 17.
Okay. Are you interested in seeing what he said about the North? He wasn't too happy when we moved up north because we lived in Sherwood Park and they were training him as a quarterback. Got up here, no football. Into the town. No this, no that.
He definitely did not mention that.
He did not. No.
Because he didn't get on the team or in the position he wanted, he might not remember that.
No worries. But we're very grateful that you took time out of your day to share your stories and your memories with us, Betty and Owen. It's been a pleasure.
I couldn't believe the amount of patience you guys had.
Well, you didn't know you had patience, did you? Mm-hmm. Yes, when you're dealing with elderly, you have to have patience because they repeat things. Forget what they tell you, so they have to tell you again. Okay, well, thank you very much for having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. We're grateful to all of our listeners. For anyone interested in giving us feedback or writing us in a story for us to share, you can email us at lifenorthofthe54th@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at peacecountrylife.ca. And as we come to the end of this, our third season, we're very grateful for all of our listeners. We hope that you have a great summer, and we look forward to sharing more stories with you again this coming fall. Thank you so much for coming. We hope to see you, both of you, around sooner rather than later.
Well, I want to wish you the best in your efforts.
Yeah, thank you too.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah, this was kind of fun, you guys, so thank you.
Yeah, we're glad that you had fun as well.
Well, I enjoyed listening.
All right, well, thank you a bunch again.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Yep,
bye.